Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and of course, good spirits and happiness. As for us, we are doing fine, as always. As somebody said to me the other day, today is my best day ever. And no matter what time or day or year that you're listening to this, I hope that today is also your best day ever. Because guess what? We're all trying to get it right, right? We're all trying to figure out how to have happiness, find happiness, in some cases find ourselves, find our mission, find our purpose in life. We've all got different little hurdles that we need to get over and different things that we need to do to move on with our lives and to find that happiness, that joy, that oneness that we all say we want and all seem to be believing that we deserve, but hopefully we're also willing to work for it and we'll have our eyes open so that when those opportunities do present themselves, there are opportunities that we not only see, but that we welcome and embrace into our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is going to be on 6 networking abilities assisting accessing a better understanding. And actually, I guess it is both assisting and accessing to get a better understanding of what it is so that you can access your abilities. Recently, I had the pleasure to attend a training. It was an all-day training, and the name of the training was actually Champions by Design. And the gentleman that was the main speaker at this particular event was a gentleman by the name of Marvin Powell. A lot of people call him Coach Powell. And the meeting was actually, and the event itself, not only being extremely well run and very well organized, actually hit on some very key points and brought forth some really nice bits of information and some very useful tools. Now, mind you, our little talk today will never cover all of the things that Coach Powell was able to cover during his talk. But I thought that there were some really tangible items, some really great things that anyone can take away and can start on their way to finding their success and improving their ability to access their network and becoming better networkers, better organizers, and better actual givers. You know, Marvin believes in the BNI mindset, as in Dr. Ivan Meisner's philosophy of giver's gain. And he tries to do that in everything that he does. Of course, he's got other mentors and role models that he follows, but it's a pretty strong principle, especially today when everybody's looking to receive, but so few people are actually working or trying to give. So with that said, I'd like to really jump back into it. First off, in the book Networking with Millionaires by author Thomas Stanley, he makes and suggests about several strategies. And this is also where Marvin got a lot of the information from that we're going to be talking about today. And what he talked about was he talked about several strategies that top networkers employ to realize or make come to reality making things happen for them. So there's a lot of people that think that they're phenomenal networkers. They think they are the best of the best of the best. And in reality, they're the only ones that think that. Or there's some people that have certain connections to other people, and they think that because they have those connections, they're great and phenomenal networkers, and really they're not, by happenstance or through association with other people that may have been in a position, or in some cases just the fact that you were born in a certain area and there's certain people that you've accidentally made acquaintances, you have connections into different things that are going to help, that could help other people if you actually know how to utilize those abilities. You know, I have a particular saying. I say that a lot of people aren't really successful on purpose. A lot of people are more successful by accident. And every day I believe more and more that that's somewhat true. You know, there's a lot of people that are just happened into certain things. And sometimes it's also timing. Sometimes it really is being in the right place at the right time that gives you access to certain things. You know, and we can go into, you know, Seth Golden talks about that. Quite a few other people talk about that particular subject, how certain people are just in the position because of what's going on at the time that has made these people, in some cases, legends. However, there are things that all of these people bring to the table that make it to where they were the ones that made these things happen. You know, but again, sometimes it is association. Sometimes it is the fact that your mother is on the board of directors for a particular organization, or an uncle or a friend, or sometimes it is that you went to a certain college, or you're part of a certain fraternity or part of some particular organization, and being in that organization positions you to where if you're ready and the opportunity presents itself, you may not have to jump over some of the hurdles. You may be given what some people would consider a head start. Not saying that those people didn't have to work to get where they are, but they had a better chance of succeeding because of where they were. But this really isn't about that. What this show is about today is about the areas that each of us needs to work in so that if we truly want to be phenomenal networkers, that we're using these particular not just titles, but we're actually understanding what the titles mean and then actually being active in becoming better in these areas. Now, not everybody is going to be better in all six of these areas. However, the more you understand and the better you are with these six, you know, the more you're going to be able to bring out not only talents in yourself, but talents in other people that could actually help you, that could move you to the next level, or the more prepared and positioned you're going to be to maybe help somebody else to reach their goal, to help somebody else maybe, you know, succeed in a certain area that may not be your area. However, you could play a key position. So what will you do? What would you be doing then? That would be a strategic move when you would be positioning yourself. So anyway, with that said, you know, many of those who believe that they are good at networking are wrong. And some people are kind of natural networkers, but even natural networkers need to have that interaction. You know, as somebody said to me once before, you've got some people that are just naturally sociable. That doesn't mean that they're going to see opportunity or take advantage of opportunity. You know, some people are really good at small talk, but that doesn't mean that they're a great networker. That just means they're a very good social animal. So what I'd like to do in the time that we have is talk about the six areas that I think you need to look at and that were actually brought to my attention by Marvin Powell of Coach Powell Training and Development out of the Northern Virginia area. Anyway, one is a strategist. Now, what, I guess the next question is, what is a strategist? You know, a strategist is somebody that has looked at things in a strategic way, all right? These are people that have assembled the right skills, the right tactics, and the right techniques needed to accomplish various entities or individual things within or enterprises. So a strategist is someone that's looking at the big picture, so to speak, and then they're strategizing how to take those tools, those tasks, those things, and put them in the proper way so that they can be used correctly. Number one, which is a strategist. Number two is a promoter. A promoter is somebody that can get out there and they can really spread your message. They can really promote your skills, your tools, your abilities. There's somebody that can set the stage and market your talent so that you can, so that you and others can see that, that, or showcase you, or see that you are the person that they need. This is a person who loves to not only get the spotlight, but shine the spotlight on you, or nominate you, or recognize you, or, you know, for your achievements, or recognize you for your achievements. A promoter helps you to find the right stage to strut your stuff, so to speak. Then, after that, number three is you have an influencer. An influencer is somebody that has that, they have that, that faith of other people. They're people that when people talk, they listen. They're people that other people value their opinion. They're people that other people look at for guidance when they're looking for somebody. An influencer is a real strong one. And you've got a lot of people that think they're influencers and they're not. Or they're influencers, but they don't use their influence correctly. So they have the ability to use the power of wealth, of social status, or position for the benefit of others. So an influencer is, let's say you've got somebody that's the president of a company, and that person is not only the president of a company, but they have the trust and the loyalty of the people that are with them. Then that's an influencer. That's somebody that, because they have those particular attributes, people are going to not only listen to them, but want to listen to them and take action. Because you have a lot of people that are in an influential position, but they don't have the respect of the people that work with them, or the people above them, or the people below them. So they have an influential position, but they don't necessarily have influence. So they may not be an influencer. Number four is a talent scout. A talent scout. What a talent scout is that talent scout is the person that they can look at another individual and they can see where that person is going to be. They're the person who is always on call and they're a top provider of people. So think about it like a talent scout. Well, think of it in the normal way of a talent scout. A talent scout is somebody that's going out, he knows what the problem is, and now he's looking for people that have the skills, the talents, and the abilities, and in some cases, the mindset and the manners to actually be able to fit that script, you know? So a talent scout is a very unique person because a lot of people can't see talent in others. And a lot of people that see talent in others don't point those talents out to other people. But a talent scout is somebody that sees those talents and then takes those talents and funnels them into the proper person or the proper position or the proper, the place where it's mostly needed. Then you have number five, which is the advocate. The advocate is that person that's on your side. Notice I'm not talking about a sycophant. I'm not talking about somebody that thinks you're the greatest thing since sliced bread just because they think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now, that still is an advocate, the other one, but in this particular mindset, when I say an advocate, I'm looking for somebody that truly has your best in mind, somebody that is looking to help groups, to publicize your needs, to share your information. If somebody's looking for speakers and they know that you're a good speaker and that you're a good fit, that promoter is going to promote you. If that person knows that you're the type of person or you're the person that needs to be managing or leading that particular job or doing that particular task, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be leadership. The advocate is somebody that's going to basically have your back. You know, it was interesting. I read a study the other day, and it said that more than 50% of people, adults, grown adults out in the world, do not believe that anyone has their back. So the advocate is some, and that's even in their own families. So the advocate is somebody that, for the most part, has your back. And then number six, which is the last one, is actually the mentor. The mentor is somebody that again, looking at the other attributes, and remember I said before, you don't have to have all of these. The mentor is someone that looks at you and says, hey, I see that there's potential in you, or I see that there's great talent in you. Let's go ahead and let me help you to get the prerequisites you need so that you can understand this, so that you can do this particular job. You know, the mentor is somebody that is going to guide you. And ladies and gentlemen, we all need a mentor. And in one case or another, we've all had a mentor, be it a good mentor or a bad mentor. But some of us have, all of us have had mentors, and each mentor is somebody that actually shares learning with us. Usually it's an older, more experienced person that gives you advice and guidance, of course, if you're younger, to a younger person, or a less practiced person. A mentor shares the benefits of experience and failures in such a way that it helps their protege, helps the person that they're mentoring to step it up a notch, to meet the requirements, to understand what they're going to go through, in some cases, before they have to go through it. So all of these are really key. So whether you're in business, whether you're in leadership, whether you have a family, whether you have any of those things, all of these particular positions or titles are actually important. And like I said before, not everybody is going to be good at everything. And, you know, some things just aren't your, they just aren't your cup of tea. However, if you really want to be a phenomenal networker, the more of an understanding and abilities and ways that you try to grow these, because again, networking is natural and working with people can be natural, but also a lot of it is a learned skill. You know, being social, learning how to talk to people, learning how to listen. A lot of us don't know how to listen. These are all skills that are going to help you. So again, number one is a strategist. Number two is a promoter. Number three is an influencer. Number four is a talent scout. Number five is an advocate. And number six is a mentor. So when I talk to you today, the term that Marvin coined when we were talking, which I thought was really interesting, was he said that the people that have all of these skills, the people that have all five of these skills, he called them a tagnet. And what's a tagnet? A tagnet is a person that does the best that they can to bring as many of these skills together to actually become a good networker, to become a good networking partner. This is somebody that's not listening for them, but is listening for those people in their network and ways that they can help them. These are people that see talent in others and want that talent to shine. So what they're doing is they're setting people up to succeed. They're setting people up to find that success that they truly want. Now, there's different levels to a tagnet. So again, the more of these that you have, but there's still different levels within it. So leverage is a very interesting thing. A tagnet is somebody that leverages their ability to strategize, their ability to promote, their ability to influence, their ability to be a talent scout, their ability to be an advocate for someone else and sometimes an advocate for themselves, and their ability to actually mentor and see that there may in some cases be a particular area that they may not have talent or expertise in, and funnel a person to someone that can give them that expertise. You know, as a martial artist, I think it's really amazing because I had somebody once tell me or was talking to me about some things, and they said something that I thought was really interesting. The guy said to me, and I think it was, I can't think of his name right now, but anyway, a really phenomenal martial artist and promoter and business person, John Graydon, martial artist. And John Graydon, who's a martial artist, started the Professional Martial Artists Association, and started MATA, which is the Martial Arts Teachers Association. Anyway, he said something that I thought was really key. He said, when you as a martial artist and a black belt are evaluating your students or evaluating your potential students and they're doing techniques, he said one of the biggest problems for a lot of people that have black belt rank or senior black belt rank is that when they look at their students, they look at them with black belt eyes. You know, it's kind of like a professional looking at a novice and expecting that novice to do the same things that professional is doing, not giving that novice the experience or the tutelage or any of those things, but expecting them to know what to do and how to do it, not even realizing that that person doesn't have your years of training, doesn't have your experience, doesn't have your talent, doesn't have your mindset, hasn't walked in your shoes or been where you've been. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever listened to me, you know that I'm constantly talking about the fact that there's great talent and amazing people out there. However, a lot of these amazing people and a lot of these great talents that are out there, all they really need is for someone to recognize their talent and to then step up, to then, I guess you can say, kind of put themselves on the line and let people know that, hey, this talent is out there, this talent is available, and in some cases, let that talent know that they're a talent. You know, it always amazes me how many people are just phenomenally gifted and nobody tells them. Nobody shares it with them. You know, their mother was, a housekeeper. She wasn't talented. You know, their father was talented, but they're not talented. Just because you don't have a talent in a particular area doesn't mean that you don't have talent. It just means that you don't have talent in that area. It's amazing how many people that have talent never actually use it. It's also amazing to me how many people that don't have talent work harder than they could ever imagine and eventually end up acquiring the talent needed to do what they need to do. You know, I'm always telling people that success is a choice. If you're not experiencing success and you're doing most of the things you need to do to find success, then that means that it's just a matter of time before that success actually comes to fruition. But you can never give up. You can never surrender. However, you also have to know that some things just aren't you. Now, where those balances come together, I couldn't begin to tell you because I don't know you. I don't know what your goals are. I don't know what your desire is. You know, if you go back to Napoleon Hill and the 12 things that you needed, I believe, I call it the 13 successes, the 13 secrets. Well, in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, one of the first things that he started off was desire. You need to have the desire to reach a certain goal, to get to a certain level, to acquire a certain thing. And a lot of us, we say we want something, but we're really not willing to, I guess you could say, put our money where our mouth is. And when I say put your money where your mouth is, I'm talking about through your actions, take the steps necessary to move forward. So if we were to talk about Napoleon Hill and, you know, while we're talking about a tag net and working with those six principles, we would talk about desire. You need to have a burning desire and a passion to do what it is that you want to do, and then you need to act on that, not keep talking about it, not keep wishing for it to come. The other thing is that you have to have faith. You have to have the desire and mix that with faith, and with that faith, you will begin immediately to transform yourself into the physical equivalent or the counterpart that you need to go to the next level in your life. And then from there, he said auto-suggestion. You have to get that negative Nelly stuff out of your mind. You need to surround yourself with positive people that are going to help you to catapult yourself to the next level. So you need to start putting positive thoughts in. You need to remove those negative thoughts. And when something negative comes into your mind, you need to pretty much go erase, remove that negative thing, install something positive, and don't accept that negative. Take that negative as something that's a learning experience, but not something that you want to take into your heart. He talked about number four, which was specialized knowledge. All of us have specialized knowledge. But don't let your specialized knowledge get in your way. Let it be your asset. Understand that there's other people that have specialized knowledge in other things. So even though you have a specific area of general and or specialized knowledge, between your formal education and your practical education and experience, that specialized knowledge could be really helpful to you. The other thing he talked about was imagination. your imagination can get you very far, because guess what? Your mind can't distinguish between what's real and what's make-believe. If you make your make-believe so real in a positive sense, I'm not talking about the fact that you know now need to see counselors because your mental state is over the chain, but I'm talking about using your imagination in a positive way. There's an old saying. It says, once a mind is stretched with imagination, it will never regain its original size. Why? Because your imagination is infinite. Remember, the average American actually uses less than 10% of their brain, at least 10% of their conscious brain. But most of us aren't thinking. Again, you're not thinking about your heart beating at so many times per minute. You're not thinking about your cells dying and new cells being created. You're not thinking about the processes of when you eat food, that food being digested. All of that is automatic. But then he talked about number six was organized planning. You know, plan your work and work your plan. And sometimes you need to find people to help you plan your work and work your plan, but you have to take action on that. All right, number seven, decisions. You have to decide to get involved. You have to decide to make a movement. You have to decide that you're going to be happy. You have to decide that you're going to be successful. You know, you can analyze hundreds of people, thousands of people who've acquired fortune or wealth. Well, wealth is not necessarily just money. Sometimes wealth is family, it's relationship, it's all of these different things. You know, when you talk about a human being, you're talking about there's more to a human being than any one thing. As I said to someone the other day, it's mind, body, and spirit. It's mind, body, and spirit. It's mind, body, and spirit. If you have spirit and you don't have mind and body, guess what? You're not wealthy. If you have body and you don't have spirit and mind, you're not wealthy. If you have mind and you don't have spirit or body, well, guess what? If the body is in bad condition, you don't have all those other things, you're going to pass away. So guess what? And your knowledge isn't going to be shared. So you have to make a decision on what's important to you and then do what is necessary. You know, William James said, there is no more miserable human being. There's no more miserable human being than one whose habits is habitual and inconsistent. Again, that's pretty deep. Another one is persistence. You can't give up. Again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't learn from your failures. I'm not saying that you shouldn't take a different approach on something, on how you approach it, and a different way of maybe ending it. But you need to be persistent. You know, Thomas Edison, electric light bulb, everybody knows, more than 10,000 times. Eventually he came up with the vacuum and the filament so that it would actually stay lit for, I think, the first light that succeeded was like 8 hours. Okay, great, fantastic. But it was that persistence. It was that constant trying and hitting on the different things until he found the things that worked together. And again, let's remember something. Thomas Edison also did it with a team. Okay, there were more people in that office. Remember, Thomas Edison only had 3 years of actual education. So the next thing fits right in is the power of a mastermind. What is a mastermind? A mastermind is a group of people. It could be a work group. It could be an executive team. It could be it could be board members. It could be colleagues that you've collectively brought together to several minds to bring them together to find the success. And people that you hit off, people that have skills you don't have, people that have an insight. Transmutation. Transmutation is where you actually make that metamorphosis. You become what you need to become. You take all of the different parts, put them together, and the person that comes out is different from the person that went in. The other thing is the subconscious mind. You need to eat, sleep. You need to eat, sleep, and wake positivity. You need to eat, sleep, and wake success. You need to, the next one is 12, which is the brain. You need to constantly looking to improve your brain, to improve, to expand yourself, your abilities on all levels. A lot of people get education, but then they become stupid. You need to get education and understand that you are always learning. All right, you are a biological, a physical, and a spiritual being. You need to constantly be trying to improve and develop to enhance your mind, your ability, and your awareness as you go through life and as you go through your transitions. The other one is your sixth sense. This is one that people really lose. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us have immense power. We also have immense need to use those immense gifts and those immense powers, that sixth sense, to guide you through what it is that you need to do. Don't let somebody talk you into something. Don't let somebody tell you that because everybody else has done it, you need to do it. Be your own person. Take the wisdom that's been given to you and learn from the wisdom that is shared. The universe is an incredible thing. If you're willing to work with it, it is willing to work with you. So that sixth sense is number 13. But ladies and gentlemen, today what we talked about is we talked about the tag net, and we also talked about you taking your networking to the next level. The only way you can help yourself is by helping other people. And those other people will take you to levels that you don't know, levels that you didn't expect, successes that you didn't think would ever come to you. But you have to be open, you have to be willing, and you have to use your mind and your abilities. You have to stop limiting yourself to just the small physical you and open up to the universe and those around you. There are people out there that want to help you. There are people out there that want to work with you. There are people out there that can help you reach the next goal. You just have to be willing to accept them and let them into your life, and you also need to be willing to remove those that don't wish to help you in any way, that don't wish to better you, that don't wish to help you to grow and get to the next level. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that this show was good for you. I hope that you got some information out of it that was useful. Again, the six networking abilities, and for you to access and get a better understand or assist in getting a better understanding of what they are, how they work, and how they apply to you. Again, if you like the show and the information in it that we shared is of use to you, please like us on the Blog Talk show. Please also share any comments that you may have. And again, we're always looking to grow. We're always looking to help people. And again, if you're not listening, all we're doing is talking to ourselves. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying, we wish you every success. Take care.